local information, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com as it's the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Semifinals live from SUNY Delhi as we have 2-seed Cherry Valley Springfield taking on 3-seed South Courtright. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, Greg, before we take our usual break to start the broadcast, an exciting one here, Tri-Valley versus the Delaware League, and we're down to the Final Four. Always the fun time of year.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I'd be interested to do some research and see how many times it's happened that in a sectional matchup you have two league champions. The Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots are the champions of the Tri-Valley League, and the South Courtright Andes Rams are the champions of the Delaware League. So should be in for a good basketball game.
Of course, our second game tonight will start around 7:45. That will feature 4-seed Skenevis girls taking on the number 1-seed Edmiston Morris girls. So we'll bring both games to you. If you're tuning in tonight and you're hoping to get updates on the Unitego girls and the Green girls, they are both playing out at TC3 tonight, and unfortunately Greg and I could not clone ourselves, so we just tried to choose wisely on where to go. We will have updates as Unitego plays Watkins Glen at 6 o'clock in the Class C semifinals, and then Green plays Moravia at 7:45. Again, those games are out at TC3. And also, I just want to let you know, in case you are trying to stream those games, I know that probably the best option is to tune in to the ESPN Ithaca channel. You can go right to their website. There is a Listen Live button, and you'll be able to listen to those games for Unitego and for Green. If you're listening here to us, our web stream is WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. As always, we thank them for their support. All right, we'll take a break. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back and really get into the numbers here for South Courtright and Cherry Valley Springfield girls in the sectional semifinals, live here tonight on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back once again, live from SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. It is South Courtright taking on Cherry Valley Springfield here in the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals. Now, Greg, both these teams very strong, but let's get into the numbers a little bit more about how they got here, and I know you always have some fun tidbits that you can bring out for us.
Well, South Courtright comes in as the number 3 seed with an overall record of 17-4, and they're Delaware League champions. They defeated Worcester in their first-round sectional matchup by a score of 44-41. The last time they lost was December 29th at Edmiston Morris in their Christmas tournament. They come in averaging about 47 points a game and allowing about 31 points a game. So they're a pretty talented squad, and going to be a tough matchup here for the Patriots.
We were laughing that these teams, for getting to the Final Four, have seen a lot of each other this year, despite You know, I know three of them are in the same league, so you have that, but we were chuckling at how much South Courtright has seen of Edmiston Morris, if that were to work out to be the final, and just a lot of interesting non-leaguers this year.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing that caught my attention when I was going through their scores, that, you know, usually you play another team that's in the sectional semifinals maybe once or twice, but every team here has, I mean, most teams have played the other three teams in the sectionals here four times. South Courtright comes in with a record of 2-2 against the other three teams. Yes, they played Edmiston Morris three times. They're 1-2 against Edmiston Morris, and they also have a win against Skanita. So Cherry Valley Springfield comes in. They have five games against the other three semifinalists. They have a win against Skanivas in the Tri-Valley Championship, a win against Edmiston Morris at Edmiston in the Tri-Valley Playoffs. They also lost to Skanivas, lost to Edmiston Morris in the regular season, and they matched up with Skanivas in the Hunter Tannersville tip-off tournament and won there. So I just thought that was interesting that they've seen each other. I don't think there's going to be any surprises. They're all familiar with each other.
Greg, one thing that stands out to me is when you look at South Courtright, they have the second leading scorer in the area, Addie Eckert, right around 20 points a game. A lot of their offense does go through her, and you never know with their guards who might step up and put in, you know, 6 or 8 points. On the other side, I have viewed Cherry Valley all year as a lot of balance between Morgan Huff and Daphne West and Mia Dubbin, and even Bryn Whiteman from time to time is going to score anywhere from 5 to 20 points. You just never know for Cherry Valley who's going to score. So I'm interested tonight to see who shows up and puts the ball in the basket.
Yeah, and it could be that unknown name that we haven't mentioned here in the pregame show that comes out and has a phenomenal game and really has an impact on the game. You know, I think back to the Tri-Valley Boys Basketball Championship when Carter Swayer from Morris there, he came out and he was unconscious in the first half and really got Morris out to an early lead in that game. So who's going to be the unsung hero? I think either team, if they're going to win, their key players have to produce and score, but who's going to be that person that we don't expect to make a contribution towards the win tonight?
Well, 2 weeks ago when South Courtright won the Delaware League right here on this very court, it came down to a last-second buzzer-beater shot by a JV call-up, Lexi Hendrickson. Her first varsity shot, she drains a three-pointer, and South Courtright wins their 14th straight. Yes, you heard that right, 14 straight league championships. So they are incredible, and they've played on this court many, many times. Cherry Valley, no stranger to it, as they played here last year in the semifinals and the finals. So familiar territory, but SK has played here this year, and boy, Lexi got our all-purpose award that night and was the unsung hero that nobody was expecting in that game. Wish you were here for that one.
Yeah, I heard about it, and I heard it was really exciting. We didn't really run through the numbers for Cherry Valley Springfield. They come in as the number 2 seed with a record of 17-3 as the Tri-Valley League champions. They got here by defeating Stanford Jefferson by a score of 51-40 in their lone sectional matchup. And they come in averaging just under 50 points a game and allowing just under 37 points a game.
One thing before we take our last break here on the Butler Auto pregame show is I think Cherry Valley might have the overall size advantage. Their guards are big. Their bigs are big. We'll see how that game breaks down. Cherry Valley can also get out and run very well. They like to leak out with a guard like Morgan Huff and get some breakaway layups. So how will South Courtright deal with that? We'll see. And how does CBS tonight stop a dynamic big like Addie Ecker? So a lot of storylines here.
Yeah, and it'll also be interesting to see how they play on the bigger court. They've both been here. They're familiar with it, but it's a bigger court, and it does change the game.
I agree. It should be a great one here. We'll also have updates from the Unitego girls game as they play Watkins Glen out at TC3. So that will tip at 6 as well as this game here at 6 o'clock as well. We'll take a break for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll be back with the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals live from SUNY Delhi. A doubleheader tonight on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, One size fits all. No pricing by credit score. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shindello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, welcome back to Butler Auto pregame show. Cherry Valley Springfield and South Courtright girls ready to do battle in the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals. Greg is going to give us our starting lineups first for South Courtright here.
Yeah, for the South Courtright Andes Rams and head coach Josh Burrows. Senior number 0, Lauren Dengler. Freshman number 2, Nora Trimble. Junior number 4, Hannah Ransford. Junior number 21, Addie Eckert. And sophomore number 23, Carly Drop. For the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots and head coach Kelly Taggart. Senior number 10, Kaylee Barnes. Senior number 12, Daphne West. Senior number 13, Morgan Huff. Senior number 22, Mia Dubbin. And junior number 24, Bryn Whiteman.
All right, we are set to go here. Cherry Valley is in the white uniforms with the navy blue and the red trim. Says Patriots in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. They are the 2 seed. South Courtright is in the royal blue uniforms with the white trim. Says Rams in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And they look like new uniforms to me, even since the Delaware League Championship. You never know. As an AD, do you know when those uniforms are coming in?
You have no idea. They just show up. They call you from the office and say, you have a package, and you go down and get it, and there you go.
All right, Coach, here we go. It will be Cherry Valley Springfield, and it's South Courtright here. Addie Eckert will jump it up for SK. Mia Dubbin will jump it up for Cherry Valley Springfield. SK going right to left. And Cherry Valley Springfield left to right. We are underway now as we jump it up. Home team on the scoreboard will be Cherry Valley. And the visitors as the 3 seed will be SK. We jump it up. Addie Eckert wins the tip. It bounces around and finds its way into the hands of Morgan Huff. Huff, a long pass ahead for Bryn Whiteman. Down low, Daphne West, and she scores.
What
nice, the early look.
Nice hit ahead pass by Morgan Huff, and then even a better pass by Bryn Whiteman.
Rams break the pressure, but then throw it away. They tried that home run pass there for Trimble. And some of that early energy there, Coach.
Yeah, I think they'd like to have that one back. She was open on the diagonal there.
Helping Ukraine.
Probably would have liked to see a bounce pass instead of a
after
chest pass there, but South Korea opens in a press, full court man.
Cherry Valley Springfield looking to beat it, and they do. Here's Huff down the right side, sprinting to the rim, up off, and a little too strong. Mia Dubbins, a second chance, and she scores. And it's a 4-0 lead for Cherry Valley Springfield over SK in the early going. Ecker trying to go coast to coast, and she's partially blocked as she went up at the right low block there. And Addie's going to have a lot on her shoulders here tonight against this tough CVS team.
Yeah, I think that's one of the keys. If she can get some of the Patriots into foul trouble, I think that would be a major advantage for South Courtright.
Eckert will head to the line. Foul early in this one. Eckert puts it up and drops it in.
Eckert makes the first. She'll shoot another.
We're still trying to figure out who that foul was on as Eckert will settle in. Foul was on Bryn, okay.
Yeah, 2-4.
On Bryn Whiteman. So Addie Eckert goes 2-for-2 at the line, makes it 4-2 with 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's CVS across midcourt and the Broncos logo. Whiteman handling the ball. Chest pass to the right side, little give and go. Back for Bryn on the low block. Kicks one out for Morgan Huff. Huff slowing it down here for CVS. Trying to go inside for Daphne West, and it's knocked away here by South Courtright.
Yeah, nice post defense there by Dengler.
Lauren Dengler across midcourt. Top of the arc, right side for drop. Into the corner, SK wheeling it around the world. They go to Eckert at the high post. Right elbow, Addie steps in. Her shot too strong, rebound for Bryn Whiteman. And an outlet pass, here they come. Morgan Huff to the right side. SK getting back on defense very nicely. Here's Daphne West, steps through, up off the glass, a little too strong. And a rebound here for SK. Good hard move, though, by West. Back down the floor here for SK. Eckert, despite being about 6'2", can handle the ball up near midcourt, and does. To the right side. Now back to the top here for Carly Drop. Denora Trimble steps in for a long three off the back of the rim. Daphne West scoops up that rebound. And West down the left side across midcourt. West to Bryn Whiteman. Bryn getting a screen here, right side, trying to dish one back off for Kaylee Barnes. Has to track down a loose pass with 5:55 to go in the first quarter, and CVS leading SK 4-2. Whiteman has it with 10 on the shot clock. Dishing one for Morgan Huff, far side for West. Little dribble drive back into the corner. A long two for Dubbin, buckles off the side of the rim. West with a rebound, and now we'll send one back up, and they'll look to pump the brakes and get it started again. Pass to the inside for West, and we got a foul on Dengler from behind. CVS being pretty patient, Coach.
Yeah, they are being pretty patient, looking to move the ball around and then get it into the low post area. Something to keep an eye on here is this is a college court, and so it has 3 3-point lines on it. On that last 3-point attempt by South Courtright, the girl was behind the college line. I don't know if she wanted to be there, but you're used to finding that line, but both teams familiar with the court, so we'll see if that plays a factor.
We've mentioned it several times, so tough to find where exactly that line is, you know, when you're in a hurry trying to shoot that ball. CVS misses a shot. They get a rebound at the right low block, and they'll look to bring it out. We got a jump ball, though.
The other thing that's hard on this floor, the college line, which is now for college men and women, is the one that stands out the most because it's white, so it's the brightest one that sticks out.
So the arrow is going to give the ball back to the Rams. They'll come across midcourt with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading SK, and now here's a steal by Morgan Huff. Streaks down the right side of the floor, takes it in and scores, and that's where Morgan is so dangerous. Makes it 6-2 for CVS, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter here at SUNY Delhi. Rams have it again in the royal blue with the white trim, going right to left. Dishing one for Carly Drop in the corner, baseline drive, down low for Addie Eckert, lost control of it, and Bryn Whiteman scoops up the loose change, and a head now for Morgan Huff. Down the right side of the floor, Huff will kick one across, far side Barnes. Pull-up jumper for her, a little too far. Goes off the back of the rim, ball is loose, and SK comes away. And a head back down the floor now for Hannah Ransford. Into the safe hands of Addie Eckert here with 4:20 to go first quarter, and the CVS girls leading 6-2. Don't forget, we'll be giving you Unitego updates as often as we get them for the Class C semifinal. Pass inside for SK, and they score with Addie Eckert. A good dish to find her in the paint.
Yeah, really nice dish there by Trimble. Good zone offense for the Rams.
So Eckert has all four of South Courtright's points. They trail 6-4 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Whiteman down the right side, tosses one up and scores from an impossible angle there on the baseline.
She even has a big smile on her face. I think she doesn't know how that went in.
Just kind of tossed it up and it dropped. Sometimes that'll happen. 8-4 the score now for CBS with 3:40 to go first quarter. Here's Eckert in the paint, in and out. Hit the front of the rim but wouldn't go. Daphne West a rebound. Long home run pass ahead here for Morgan Huff. Up off the glass, can't quite get it to go. Rebound is scooped up by Addy, but then she gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball.
No, I think he's got a foul.
Wow, okay, got the foul there on Kaylee Barnes as she tried to steal it back away from Addy Eckert. And an up-and-down pace here. CBS likes to get out and run, and that is going to test Courtright here tonight, I think, throughout the game. 3:20 to go, first quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading 8-4. Ball was kicked, and SK will get it on the baseline. To the left of the hoop. Cherry Valley Springfield goes to the bench for the first time tonight, and Aaron Williams
comes in for the
checks in here for the Tri-Valley champion CVS Patriots. So Carly Drop will have it on the baseline, left of the hoop. Works one into the corner for Addie Eckert. And back into the corner, shot was blocked. Eckert gets the rebound, though, off the deflection, and pulls it back out with coming up on 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Right side three for Drop won't go. Eckert, a rebound, muscles it up, can't get it, but she's fouled, and Addie's going to go back to the line, but boy, she is getting a full workload here in this first quarter.
Pitcher's foul number 21.
Yeah, she's doing a nice job on the boards, and I was kind of surprised. This is the first time I've seen them play to see her out on the perimeter so much, but she does handle the ball so well. She tends to distribute it and then get inside to her low post position. They're doing a good job of finding her in there after she passes to a side.
Addie misses the first shot at the line. It was short. Second one coming with 3 minutes to go, first quarter. It's CVS 8 and SK 4. Second shot for Addy is good. So Addy has all five of SK's points, and it's 8-5, again with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Patriots leading the Rams. Thanks for listening tonight on WCDOsports.com as well, brought to you by SFCU. Ball was knocked out of bounds, and so the Patriots will have it on the left side of the floor as they go left to right. Here's Morgan Huff setting up the offense. SK applying some pressure near the top of the arc. CVS works it down low. They go to Dubbin. Two chances from point blank. No. Third chance, is good for Aaron Williams.
Yeah, Cherry Valley's size there really hurting the Rams.
Makes it 10-5 for CVS with 2.5 to go first quarter. Rams have it. They go back to Eckert on the interior. Stepping through off the glass for Addy. Buckled off the right side of the rim, and Whiteman with a rebound. Whiteman, a pass ahead for Huff. And CVS continues to push the pace. Now to Mia Dubbin. Working one inside for Aaron Williams. Turnaround shot for her. Bounces in and out, and Eckert with a rebound. With 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. Addy walking it down the floor, and she's had to work really hard, and she looks a bit winded to me. Addy, right side, comes up, steps in for a jumper. It's too far. Rebound for CVS, and again, they're looking to run. Morgan Huff down the right side. She's got numbers if she can hurry. Forced a shot. It wouldn't go. And Eckert with another rebound.
Good defense there by Dengler. She just kind of held her ground and said, if you want to get this hoop, you got to run me over.
Dengler finds Drop on the far side. Baseline drive for Drop. Couldn't get that to go. Rolls out of bounds, and it's going to stay with SK. Coming up on 1.5 minutes to go in this first quarter, and Cherry Valley Springfield leads 10-5. Fast moving first quarter here, Coach.
Yeah, up and down, not a lot of fouls, not a lot of timeouts.
SK will work it inside for, guess who, Addy Eckert. Nice step through move, and she finishes. Addy has 7, and it's 10-7 now, as Cherry Valley Springfield leads SK with 1:20 to go first quarter. Right side of the floor now for Bryn Whiteman, leaving it off for Mackenzie McGovern, the eighth grader who played some big minutes in that Tri-Valley Championship game just a couple of weeks ago. McGovern, top of the key, holds it back out. Shot clock is down to 5. They find Daphne West alone on the left side. It's short, gets her own rebound off the glass, and good for Daphne West.
Yeah, South Courtright failed to box out there. They did a really good job on defense and then just forgot that simple fundamental thing, and Cherry Valley made him pay.
CVS with a steal now. Here's Morgan Huff. Can't get a hold of it. SK's got it, and we got another jump ball. Good job by Carly Drop with the hustle. 44 seconds to go first quarter. CVS leading SK 12-7. The arrow gives it back to the Patriots. And here is Morgan Huff across the Broncos logo at midcourt as CVS goes left to right. Coming off a screen and into the right corner for Morgan Huff. Little give and go, lost it, went through her hands. Dengler trying to track it down. Races towards the CVS bench, goes piling into it. Great hustle. They saved her from really any damage, but the ball will stay with CVS. And McGovern, with 27 seconds left near midcourt, will bring it over, and they're going to try to go for one shot. McGovern takes it inside, got stuck in a tough position on the right low block. And now CVS is going to call a timeout with 17 seconds to go, first quarter. And CVS leads SK 12-7. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 17 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 12-7, CVS girls on top of SK. Our first update from TC3. Late in the first quarter, Unitigo girls trailing top seed Watkins Glen 11-4 in that game. We'll be providing Unitigo updates as much as we can. Here's CVS out of the timeout with an inbound pass. They're to Daphne West, and she's fouled on the right low block. Makes the shot and is heading to the line. A great move, or I should say a great finish there by Daphne West.
Yeah, she did a nice job going up strong, finishing through the contact there.
15 seconds to go in the first quarter, and West will be at the line here looking to complete the three-point play for the Patriots. She has 6 points so far. West at the line, can't get it to go. Rebound is scooped up here by SK. Right side of the floor with 10 seconds left. Can SK find the bucket late in the quarter? Stolen by West near midcourt. Addie Eckert's got it back with 5 seconds left. Ahead for Trimble. Now to Drop in the corner. Drop with the shot, and it won't go. End of the first quarter, CVS 14, SK 7. We'll be back with the second quarter on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Yom Futsal Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Yom Futsal is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Yom Futsal Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. CVS girls leading South Courtright 14-7 as we start the second quarter. And again, the Unitigo girls are trailing Watkins Glen 11-4 late in the first quarter in Class C. Coach, your thoughts so far? I've been impressed with CVS.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job getting up and down. They've created some offense out of their defense. And they're getting contributions from a number of different players. So they're going to be a difficult matchup all night for South Courtright. The difference, I think, in the first quarter there was South Courtright really wasn't able to hit any perimeter shots. So let's see if they're able to find the basket from the perimeter.
Rams with the ball to start the second quarter. Here's Dengler with a pull-up jumper. No, West with a rebound. She'll pull it down and leave one off here for Bryn Whiteman. So CVS in the white with the navy blue and the red trim going left to right. They lead 14-7. Here's West. Back out Mia Dubin. A long three, an air ball, will roll out of bounds and go back to SK. Again, who's in the blue with the white trim here.
Interesting there to come out for the second quarter. Coach Burrow switches to a 2-3 zone. Most of Cherry Valley Springfield's offense was inside, interior scoring. So he switched it up to a 2-3 and said, let's see if you can make a shot from the perimeter.
And here is the Rams. Ransford for three. That won't go. And West, another rebound. Boy, she is Windexing the glass here for the Patriots.
But again, that was from the college line. So I'm wondering if they're getting confused with the lines out there.
We saw it a lot during the Delaware League Championship game for the boys and the girls. Thought it was really something the teams had to be aware of. Pass stolen away here by SK Dengler on defense. She's been tough in there so far for the Rams. They're just looking to get it going on offense as Addie Eckert has all seven of their points. 6:55 to go, second quarter. CBS girls lead 14-7 here over SK in the Class D sectional semifinals. Here's Addie Eckert, a pull-up jumper. That's no good. Another rebound for West. And ahead now for Bryn Whiteman. I wish we were keeping the rebounds here so far because West has been cleaning up. Now to Bryn Whiteman, to Barnes. Pull-up for her from 15 feet. Rattles in and out, and another rebound for SK.
I also don't remember a score yet from outside the paint or the free throw line.
Ransford to the left elbow. Now to Addie Eckert. Steps in, pump fakes, and can't hit. Rolled in and out. Rebound loose on the baseline, and somehow West got that. I don't know how it didn't go out of bounds, but it didn't. And here's West down the right side of the floor. Slowing it down here for CVS to Bryn Whiteman. A three is off the back of the rim, but again, another three from the college line. Eckert with a rebound. And we got a traveling violation on Eckert as she was trying to step out of that double team. 6 minutes to go, second quarter, still 14-7 here for CVS over South Courtright. Second game later tonight at 7:45 will be Skenevis and Edmiston Morris, so stay tuned for that. Here's Mia Dubin on the left side for Barnes. Down low for Morgan Huff, kicking one out. Whiteman, a corner three for Bryn, is good.
Nice ball movement there by the Patriots.
And CBS leads 17-7 with 5:45 to go in the first or the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is our producer tonight back at WCDO in Sydney. Here's Eckert, a great take from the right elbow, and she bangs that one off the glass, and Eckert has all nine of SK's points.
Nice strong move there by Eckert to the rim.
5:25 to go, second quarter. Back to West at the right elbow. A pull-up for Daphne won't go. Gets her own rebound and puts it in. Daphne West with 8 points.
That's a typical, you know, every coach you hear say, follow your shot. She shot that ball. She was the first one that you could tell she knew right away that she had missed it. She went right in for the rebound, got it, and was able to finish.
CVS, their biggest lead of the game at 19-9, 5:15 to go second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 19-9 our score. The Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading South Courtright. And we do have a Unitego update at the end of the first quarter. Unitego girls trailing Watkins Glen 13-6. That game is out at TC3 tonight in Class C. And a traveling violation here on SK, Coach.
Yeah,
they just can't seem to find a rhythm.
No, can't seem to find a rhythm. They're trying to, they're back to the man-to-man. No, it's hard to tell yet. They're pressuring the ball here in the backcourt. So,
back down the floor now for CVS. Here is Morgan Huff. Floats one into the corner for Bryn Whiteman, and she stepped out.
She stepped out of bounds.
And it's going right back to the Rams. So a little game of turnover here.
Yeah.
And we'll get it back coming this way for the Rams.
Just a little excitement out there. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for most high school players.
Very cool that a lot of these players are here for the second time, second year in a row. That's a big deal. SK with the basketball. They try to go to the high post with Dengler, and we got a foul on the floor here on Morgan Huff. Coach, what is allowed, in your opinion, CVS to get out? Is it the running so far and get this lead, or is it the size and the ability to score in the paint?
Well, I think it's their ability to get out and transition. I also think that it's been their offensive rebounds. I mean, they've probably got 6 points on offensive rebounds, and they have the only three-pointer of the game. So I think it's a combination of all three of those things.
Inbound pass here for SK. Eckert's shot was short. Drop gets the rebound and works it back out here for SK. A three from the left side, not enough mustard on it, and Bryn Whiteman with another rebound. She's been tough despite being a smaller guard inside. Huff, a give and go to Dubbin. Would have been a beautiful play, but Huff with the traveling violation.
Another thing that I've noticed here is on Cherry Valley Springfield's 2-3 zone, you would think that Huff, who has decent size, would be on the bottom of the 2-3 zone, but they have Bryn Whiteman down there because she's a capable rebounder. And then Huff is that much closer to get out and transition. I think they look to hit ahead to her as much as they can. They tried to there and would have had a hoop if it wasn't for the travel.
Yeah, I like the strategy as Morgan can really get out and go. And now a tip ball is stolen away here by CBS. Huff got it, and she goes ahead now for Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman to Barnes across the top of the zone, leaving it out for Huff. A three there is an air ball and rebounded by SK. So they still trail 19-9, 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Eckert across midcourt is going to step through and try to do it herself and score. And Addie has 11 points. All 11 of SK's have come from Eckert. 3:40 to go, second quarter, and it's 19-11. Cherry Valley Springfield leading South Courtright. Barnes, left side of the floor, and tries to skip it across the top of the defense. Finds Huff, and we got a foul here on Lauren Dengler for SK.
That'll be her second.
Again, just that out-of-town score update that the Unitigo girls trailing Watkins Glen 13-6 in Class C. Unitigo the 4 seed, and Watkins Glen is the 1 seed. So the Spartans certainly the underdog tonight. See what they can do. Patriots have it on the baseline, and they look to get it in. And now we got another jump ball. Great defense by Madison Reeves for SK in the corner to tie it up there with Aaron Williams of CVS.
Another thing, just looking at the rosters here, South Courtright only has 1 senior, and Cherry Valley Springfield is a senior-laden team, so.
CBS gets it in. They find West underneath. Can't get it. Second chance for Daphne. Also won't go down. And now finally a rebound for SK here with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Eckert across midcourt. Eckert left side, dribbled it off the foot of Morgan Huff. And she's got to chase it into the backcourt and reset here as we come up on 3 minutes to go in this second frame. 19-11, SK, despite struggling to score, still hanging around in this game. Ransford for three in the corner, off the front of the rim. Drop with a rebound in the land of the trees. Out for Dengler, to Ransford far side, now to Addy. Pull up at the foul line, is a little short, and the rebound out of bounds is going back to CVS. And the offense really is only coming from Eckert right now for SK.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the three factors that we think have led to Cherry Valley Springfield's lead here, but if South Courtright could hit an outside shot here, they're right in it. I mean, a three makes it, you know, a one or two possession game, so they're close.
Very true. They just can't get those threes or outside shots to drop. And now another steal. SK comes away with it with Hannah Ransford. Passing ahead for Dengler to the high post. Working her way down low is Eckert, and knocked out of bounds. Will stay with SK. Good strong move, but good defense there by Kaylee Barnes, also of CVS.
Good hand. She caught the ball from Addie as she was bringing it up. So if Addie keeps that ball high, the guards can't get it.
Rams have it on the baseline with Carly Drop to the right of the hoop. They're in the blue with the white trim. CVS is in the white with the navy blue and the red trim, and the inbounds pass is stolen here by CVS. The eighth grade guard, Mackenzie McGovern, comes away with it. McGovern, left side, had her pocket picked, manages to pull it back in. Zips one back over to Huff. High post now for West. Good strong move down low, and Daphne scores again. And she's got 10 points.
Yeah, nice finish there. Addie Eckert, I don't think, wanted to challenge too much because she has that one foul.
2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and CVS leads 21-11. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. Here's Eckert with a pull-up from the left elbow. No. Rebound is swatted out of bounds. Dengler tried to go up quick with it, and Mia Dubbin said no.
South Courtright is certainly getting opportunities on the offensive end. They're just not putting the ball in the basket.
SK will look to get it in. And to the high post now for Eddie Eckert. Eckert steps in just a little too strong, and the far side rebound goes to Daphne West, and she has just been a vacuum cleaner down there. West, right side of the floor, in front of the scorer's table, and to the right side, steps in for a long two. Daphne's shot hits the rim three times and goes down. Talk about shooter's touch there, Coach.
Yeah, when one of those goes in, you either know it's your night or, geez, it might not be our night. So
23-11 with a 1:20 to go here in the second quarter. Cherry Valley Springfield on top. Eckert near the top of the arc here will feed one to the left side. Now to Ransford. Pull-up jumper for her. Draws nothing but air. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams. But really, CBS almost daring SK to shoot from the outside right now, and they just can't cash in.
I mean, with the exception of that one that bounced on the rim three times and then went in, and the 1-3 from Whiteman, neither team has shot the ball exceptionally well from the perimeter.
Rams get it in, but they step out of bounds. Reeves had her heels on that far out-of-bounds line and goes back to CBS. With 1:10 to go in the second quarter, we'll take you the rest of the way tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Glad to have you. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. And a tough foul here on Addie Eckert, way up outside the three-point line. Not one she needed.
Yeah, I think Coach Burrows will be disappointed with that one. The Patriots offensive player wasn't even squared up to the basket. She had her back to the basket well above the college three-point line, and Addie was just a little too aggressive on the defensive end.
Patriots get it in. Pass down low, up off the glass, no, a traveling violation. Sarah Cortez, who's in off the bench, found herself wide open and did a little happy dance there.
Yeah, and I think every South Courtright fan and Coach Burrows held their breath, because when that whistle went, I thought, oh no, is that the third on Addie Eckert?
Rams have it. They go to Dengler in the paint, and she's fouled. Who's this going to be on? I believe Mia Dubin. Let's see what the official call is. Yes, Mia Dubin with the foul in the paint, sending Dengler to the line. SK looking for someone else to score here, as Eckert has all 11 of their points, and they trail 23-11. Late second quarter with 48 seconds left. We're live here at SUNY Delhi tonight. It's the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals, and the shot from the line here is no good from Dengler. We'll make sure we'll get you another Unitego update at halftime, as we want to keep an eye on that game out at TC3 tonight. Dengler's second shot is short, and a rebound for Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman streaks down the right side of the floor across midcourt with 40 seconds to go in this second frame. McGovern, left side. We'll go to the high post for Daphne West. Pull-up jumper for Daphne is good. 14, that's over her average right here in the first half.
Yeah, she's a tough matchup, especially when she's making that perimeter jump shot.
25 seconds to go in the second quarter, 25-11. CBS on top. Here's Eckert dancing through, weaving through, and she scores off the glass. Tough shot there from Addie. Makes it 25-13. CBS down the floor with Bryn Whiteman for three. Off the glass, and it wouldn't go. The bank is closed. And SK with 4 seconds left. Here's Eckert. She's going to try a three, and is fouled way outside the college three-point line, back here by the scorer's table with a second left. And this is going to send Addie to the line for three. It's the eighth grader, Mackenzie McGovern, with the foul. That's a tough one. And she's got, McGovern's got a little smile on her face like, oh boy, sorry, coach. And this will send Addie Eckert to the line to shoot three. And the first one is good for Addie. 14 for her. We'll have our Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up. Second shot here for Eckert at the line is no good. Boy, it looked good, and then it kind of ricocheted off.
It looked like she rushed that a little bit, but like you said, it looked good all the way to the hoop, and then all of a sudden it wasn't good.
Third shot for Addie. Also won't drop. Rebound CBS, and that'll do it. First half in the books. CBS girls leading SK 25-14 here in the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the halftime show in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
How sweet is this? SFCU's high interest share certificate rates continue. Right now, get an interest rate of 5.15% APY with a minimum balance of only $500. That's right, a super sweet interest rate of 5.15% APY. Or you can earn an even sweeter rate of 5.4% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, live here from SUNY Delhi. Our halftime score is the CBS girls leading SK 25-14. Of course, Morabito has been delivering energy solutions for over 90 years with outstanding customer service. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Scoring summary first for SK. Pretty easy on their side, Coach. 14 points, all 14 coming from Addie Eckert. On the other side for CVS, 14 for Daphne West, 5 for Bryn Whiteman, and then 2 apiece for Morgan Huff, Aaron Williams, and Mia Dubbin. So your thoughts on an interesting first half, a lot of run and gun, and I feel like CVS is getting to play the style that they like to play.
Yeah, they're able to get out. They were able to get out and run in the first half. That certainly contributed. I think they probably had, you know, probably 3 transition baskets there. They probably had 3 offensive rebound putbacks. They did have the lone 3, so, I mean, you think about that right there, that's like, you know, 15 points. Whereas I don't really remember South Courtright getting a lot of second chance opportunities. I didn't think they had any transition layups, and most of their point production have come from the interior. So if they could make an outside shot here, one or two, they'd be right in it.
Yeah, it seems like they've really had to work hard for everything that they've gotten tonight. And obviously you can't just rely on Eckert to score all the time. I mean, obviously if those outside shots have been falling, we'd have a different scenario on our hands. But I think you just got to keep shooting, right?
And, yeah, you keep shooting and say, hey, you know, we've been here before. We've made shots here before. We're getting good looks. We're executing offense. We just got to start putting the ball in the basket. The other thing is they left some points on the free throw line. I can just recall off the top of my head 4 missed free throws. Now, you can't shoot 100%, but, I mean, I was surprised there at the end when Eckert was fouled on that 3-pointer. If she had made all 3, it would have been a 9-point game. But, you know, they're right there. If I'm Coach Burrows in the locker room, I'm saying, you know, we got to come out. We got to get the first couple baskets. Let's get the momentum, start the half off well. If I'm Cherry Valley Springfield and Coach Taggart, I'm saying, hey, keep running. Keep pushing the ball. I'm also saying, hey, attack Eckert. She has 2 fouls. If we can get her to the bench, that would be a huge key.
Yeah, CBS to me looks like the big running on the big floor has not bothered them. Sometimes I'm always curious with a team that likes to run like that. When you play on a little bit bigger floor, how will that, you know, hold up? How's your wind going to hold up? They look very fine to me here in the first half. And, you know, they've been here before. They know this court. And even the floor at CVS is not one of the smaller gyms in the area. I think they must be used to running a lot of sprints in practice. So.
Yes, and I also noticed that Coach Taggart kind of had like a regular substitution pattern, and they rotated kids in and out. I think almost every starter sat for a short amount of time in the first half, so they were able to catch their wind and then check back in and get right at it. So I was very impressed with Daphne West. She had 14 points in the first half. She's averaging just over 12.5. So she had a phenomenal first half. She was able to, you know, use her size and take the ball to the basket. She was able to get a couple second chance opportunities. And then towards the end of the half there, she was able to knock down a couple perimeter jump shots. So she's a difficult matchup for South Courtright.
On my website, natelaw.com, we have our new tab this year for top scorers. So every night when the scores come in, I'm updating that. And I've noticed the second half of this year that Daphne went from not being on the list to leading Cherry Valley and to constantly climbing up that list. So I think she's had a really good second half of the year, had a really good Tri-Valley Championship, and now playing very well in sectionals. All right, we'll take a break here on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our halftime score, 25-14. Cherry Valley Springfield girls on top of South Courtright. Third quarter coming up from SUNY Delhi. And again, just one more out-of-town score update. It was 21-14. Unitego girls trailing Watkins Glen at the half over at TC3 in the Class C semifinals. All right, we'll be back here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. As we start the third quarter, we'll have a traveling violation on South Courtright's Addie Eckert. So it's 25-14 early here in the third. CVS girls leading South Courtright in the Section 4 Class D basketball semifinals. We'll keep those Unitego updates coming for you as well, as they trailed 21-14 at the break against top seed Watkins Glen in the Class C semifinals tonight. We got a jump ball in the corner, it looks like, and the arrow will give it back to South Courtright this time as they now go left to right on your radio dial.
I don't think that was a jump ball.
What do you got? Out of bounds?
I think he called that Blue had the ball in bounds, and then Daphne West jumped on it, but she was out of bounds when she was touching the ball.
Wow. It was in that far corner over there. I saw him signal down. Thought he had gotten the arrow, but it's good eyes, Coach. SK with the basketball, working it back out. A three for Reeves won't go, and West with another rebound, tied up. This time we do have a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to CVS.
Because South Courtright started the half with it, so.
So your assumption was right on the last play. All right, well, good eyes. That's tough to see in that far side corner, too.
My many years of coaching and knowing the official that called the play.
And here's a shot from about 15 feet left side for Barnes. For CVS, it won't go. Ripped down a rebound, and here comes Addie Eckert out of the fray. She's doing everything she can for this SK team, but they still trail here to start this third quarter. Addie trying to go coast to coast, missed it. West, another rebound. She just seems to always be in the right spot. West, right side, she tries to go coast to coast, and we got a block here on SK. And I believe that was, yes, Madison Reeves on the right low block who absorbed the contact.
Wow.
And the coach and you didn't love that one either.
Oh, I thought she was set. Well, that's the hardest call in all of basketball. So.
Very tough. And West was coming in there with a full head of steam, too.
And I didn't have a good angle, so.
It's all about the angles. That's what they tell us, Coach. 6:38 to go here in the third quarter. CVS girls leading 25-14. And here's Daphne West at the line. Had 14 in the first half. Make it 15 now. So Daphne, again, in the first half was above her average, as she averages 12.5. Second one coming here for West, but the officials getting together here. They're going to come over and report to the scorer's table.
They're just verifying that the foul was on the correct player. The foul was reported as on 24, but the board has it on 23.
23. There was one other scenario tonight where I saw that happen.
Was the first foul of the game.
Very first foul, yep. And I was, that's why I was struggling to see who it was on, because there wasn't that number out there. But either way, we've got it figured out here, and West is back to the line, and the second one is good for Daphne. 16 now for her.
I believe that was a 24 foul, too, but for the other team. So it must
yes.
be, maybe 24 doesn't want to go up there on the board.
6.5 to go, third quarter. CVS pumps this lead to 26-15. Rams trying to solve the puzzle here. Madison Reeves with a runner. No, Addie Eckert puts it up, and it's fouled. And Addie still has all 14 of SK's points, and she'll look to add to it here at the foul line. So Addie will step in for two shots at the free throw line here for South Courtright, champions of the Delaware League this year. 14 straight. I mean, that's just a phenomenal number for the Rams in the Delaware League as Addie makes the first. Second one coming here for Eckert. Boy, and it looked in jeopardy this year, and they were saved by a buzzer beater. It was a great game between SK and Charlotte Valley. Eckert gets the second, and she's got 16 points, making it 27-16. Now for South Courtright, or for CVS, I should say, leading South Courtright with 6:10 to go in the third here at SUNY Delhi. Mia Devlin on the right low block, kicks one back out. Barnes, the jumper is short, rebound out to Madison Reeves, but she couldn't track it down. CVS gets it back, and then they threw it away. Barnes was rushed and then threw it over the head of Morgan Huff, who was on the far side. So SK will get it back.
I mean, South Courtright, Andes can't complain here. CVS, they've held CVS to 2 points in the quarter here, and they've had lots of opportunities, but just not able to put that ball in the basket.
Rams have it here with Hannah Ransford trying to go to the high post, and her shot, or her pass, I should say, was deflected. And CVS comes away with the ball. Here's Bryn Whiteman. Stops. 15-footer for Bryn. Rattles off the back of the rim. Ball out of bounds and is going to stay with the Patriots. Last touch by SK.
I mean, if South Court and Andes can just make two of those shots in this half, it's a 7-point game. So they're not out of striking distance. They just got to find their rhythm offensively and start putting the ball in the basket.
SK just trying to get one to go through the hoop. Here's Whiteman in the corner for three, and Bryn drills one on, I believe, America's Out of Bounds play there, Coach.
It was a version of it, not exactly.
8 now for Bryn, and it's 30-16. A 3 for SK from the right side. That won't go down, and West lets it go out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Patriots with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. What was the wrinkle you saw?
Normally there's a screen in after the post passes it out to the top of the key. On that occasion, it was just thrown to the corner, and then there was a run and kind of like a handoff for the three. So that was the wrinkle.
West finds Whiteman in the corner again. This one a little too strong. Rebound on the far side for the Rams. That was Carly Drop. 5 minutes to go in the third, and it's 30-16. CVS girls on top of South Courtright. And they'll pass down low again looking for Dengler, and it was over her head and out of bounds. And the Rams just look frustrated right now. With 5 minutes to go in the third. They trail 30-16. Don't forget, we'll have our second game tipping around 7:45 tonight with top seed Edmiston Morris battling with 4 seed Skenevis. It's a 3-team showing from the Tri-Valley here in the semifinals and one from the Delaware League with SK. Here's West, the pull-up jumper in the paint. Can't get the soft touch that time. Eckert rips down a rebound. Hit the rim twice, but wouldn't go. Coming up on 4.5 to go in the third. Eckert, coast to coast, got it. Addie now with 18. And it's 30-18. Addie still with all the points here for SK. CVS trying to answer. They go down low for Barnes, and the kiss off the glass is good. Got lost in the defense and finishes.
Goes to the bank.
And CVS now leads 32-18 with 4:10 to go in the third. Patriots are going to go back to the bench. Mia Dubin will come back in. Right side of the floor now for Drop. Pass down low. SK working it around. Here's Reeves with the jumper. No, Eckert a second chance, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot off, but was hacked on the arm. And, boy, Addie is working hard. 3:55 to go in the third, and the CBS girls lead 32-18.
Not a lot of timeouts by either squad here. I only have one timeout, and that was with 17 seconds in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's been a fast-moving contest here as Eckert to the line gets the first to go. She's got 19. Yeah, not a lot of timeouts, not a lot of stoppages. Quick-moving game here at SUNY Delhi in our opening game of the night. Second one for Addy is good. She's got 20. And it's 32-20. And CVS will look to get it in, and they do to Bryn Whiteman. Whiteman down the left side of the floor. Outside of the three-point arc here, Whiteman is fouled with 3:48 to go in the third. And SK is just trying to get a steal, trying to make something positive happen.
Yeah, they put a little full-court pressure on there. It did cause Cherry Valley Springs a little issue at the beginning, but they were able to get it over. So we'll see if they keep trying to change the pace of the game.
3:45 to go in the third. CVS leading by 12. SK still hanging around, but they're going to need to try to find a way to score a little bit more here besides Addy Eckert. A steal by the Rams. Down left side here for Hannah Ransford. Top of the arc. Goes inside for Eckert. Nice little up and under for Addy, and she scores. 22 now for Addy. Seems to be settling in a little bit here in the second half. And it's 32-22 with 3:20 to go in the third. CVS much more balanced on their side. 16 for West and 8 for Whiteman. Bryn Whiteman with the basketball, finding Morgan Huff. Now back to Bryn. Three-point line extended. They go to Barnes at the top of the key. Inside for Mia Dubin. Finding Bryn in the corner. Dials up another three and hits it. And she's fouled. Pushed out of bounds, and Bryn is able to cash it in.
And she is fouled.
Big bucket there for Bryn Whiteman. Her third three here of the game. And with 3 minutes to go in the third, CBS now leads 35-22.
So they called the foul after the shot that she had already come down on the floor. They count the basket, but then Cherry Valley Springfield gets the ball underneath the basket.
So she's not shooting one. So, Coach, we don't often get to see the four-point play opportunity, and we get denied here.
Well, now we have a chance for a five or a six-point play.
Hey, there you go. They're going to try it here with Morgan Huff in the left corner. Missed it. And a rebound for SK. I think you have a good four-point play story, don't you? Dialed up somewhere in there?
I do, yeah.
We'll talk about that later. With 2:45 to go here in the third quarter, SK has it going left to right. They're in the royal blue with the white trim. Pull-up jumper here is good for SK. Ransford hits it, and she's fouled. That's the first basket by SK, not from Addy Eckert. Makes it 35-24. SK's hanging around.
Yeah, and if they can make this free throw here, it'll be a 10-point game. And based on the way the game has been played, you'd think that Cherry Valley Springfield had a comfortable lead. And they're within 10.
And Ransford can't get it to go, but the rebound is kicked out, and CVS does come away with it. And the 8th grade guard, Mackenzie McGovern, up the floor on the left side with 2.5 to go in the third. They find Bryn Whiteman. CVS is in the white with the navy blue and the red trim. Whiteman tried a backdoor cut there to a pass to Bryn Whiteman. It was tapped out of bounds, though. It'll stay with the Patriots. Good look. Just a lot of arms to get through, and it couldn't do it. Whiteman to the right of the hoop. Inside for Mia Dubin. It was partially blocked, and then the Rams come away with it with Addy Eckert. Addy has been handling the ball a lot here tonight. Addy, little give and go with Dengler, and she scores. 24 for Addy Eckert, and it's 35-26.
9 points here.
2:05 to go in the third. The Rams won't quit. Patriots have it with Bryn Whiteman. Comes off a screen, and now we'll go back to Mackenzie McGovern. Back into the hands of Whiteman to the high post. Turnaround shot here is too strong by the Patriots, and a rebound for SK. Eckert is looking to run down the left side. Eckert had it knocked out of her hands by Bryn Whiteman.
That was unfortunate for South Colorado Andes because she had a lane to the basket, I think, there.
Definitely
great
West
hustle by Huff to knock the ball out of bounds.
West will come back in. She's got a little breather there, and now a timeout taken by South Courtright. 1:45 to go in the third. And it's CBS Girls leading SK 35-26 on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. CBS Girls lead South Courtright 35-26 with 1:45 left in the third quarter here. And we do have an out-of-town score update. Watkins Glen now leading the Unitego Girls 29-23 late in the third quarter in the Class C semifinals. We'll keep you up to date on that for the Unitego fans out there. 1:35 to go in the third. South Courtright with the ball out of the timeout. Addie Eckert with 24 of the 26 points for SK. They try to go down low. Now they kick one back out, and it's a long two for Carly Drop, and she hits it.
Carly Drop!
Makes it 35-28, and again, SK no quit in this team. 1:15 to go in the third. Patriots have the ball. A little give and go from Whiteman, or from Huff to Whiteman, and she scores. Whiteman now with 13. And it's 37-28 with 1:05 to go in the third. Carly Drop, baseline, pull up Jay, a little too strong. Rebound, Bryn Whiteman. And CBS will come away with Daphne West. She'll walk it down the floor to the right side. West finding Bryn Whiteman. Dials up another three. Bryn can't get it to go. Rebound, SK. Madison Reeves had her pocket picked there by CBS. Mackenzie McGovern's got it. And now West will set a screen now for Whiteman at the top of the key. Morgan Huff, who's been quiet tonight, right side, finds Bryn, and she tosses it up and in.
Looks like an instant replay.
15 now for Whiteman, and it's 39-28 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rams have it right side for Addie Eckert. A pass to the interior. Juggled around and somehow finds its way back to Eckert, and she scores. 26 now for Addie. And it's a 9-point game, 39-30. 10 seconds left, third quarter. CBS Girls on top of SK. Here's West, addition to the corner for McGovern. The long two off the front of the rim, rebound for Addie. They're going to run out of time, and that'll do it. End of the third quarter, CBS Girls lead 39-30, and we'll be back with the fourth quarter from SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Another quick update on the out-of-town scoreboard. Unitego has chipped it back against Watkins Glen. And Unitego only trails 29-28 at the end of the third quarter in that Class C game. So they're starting the fourth quarter, and we're starting here with Cherry Valley Springfield girls leading SK 39-30. Rams have it. Little baseline drive and into the paint here for Carly Drop. It won't go down. A rebound by Addie Eckert, and she's fouled. Addie with 26 points is going to head to the line here with 7:43 to go in the fourth. Coach, what can you say about Eckert's performance here?
She's just relentless. She looks very, very exhausted, but she's just battling through. She's getting up and down. She's doing a great job on the glass, and she's just nonstop. She's relentless at the offensive end of the floor. She's done a nice job.
First one is good for Addie. She now has 27. Yeah, even from the opening tip, she's looked a little tired here tonight, but hey, second one's good. She's got 28, well above her average of 20, so she's putting in a good one. She had a stretch this season of five straight games over 30 points. That was incredible.
We got 7 minutes left, and it's only a seven-point game for Cherry Valley Springfield.
And so Cherry Valley, going right to left, will pull it out here with Morgan Huff. Wants to take it to the hoop. Morgan tries to dish it off, and we got a foul in the right low block. With 7:23 to go in the fourth, and again, our score, CVS girls leading SK 39-32.
And that's three on Eckert here. Also three on Whiteman, so one player on each team with three fouls.
And so CVS will look to get it into the left of the hoop. Bryn Whiteman will find McGovern straight away. McGovern will pull it out. CVS doesn't have to be in a hurry here. They go to Daphne West at the right low block. Pulls one back out. West finds Huff into the corner for Bryn Whiteman. She's got the hot hand. A college three is too strong. Too much hot sauce on that. And a rebound here for Dengler. Left side of the floor. Dengler dishing one off for Nora Trimble. Went through her hands. Out of bounds and going back to CVS. And that was a big possession for SK.
Yeah, hoop there. Could have cut it to five.
Yeah, wow. That looked like they were going to have a breakaway layup. And it just slipped through the hands there of Nora Trimble. Trimble dealing with a little foot injury here tonight and hasn't been on the floor as much as usual. Patriots down the left side with McGovern trying to take it inside and lost it out of bounds. Almost looks like she turned an ankle there. Appears to be fine. It is going back to SK. Just a little too much energy on that one. 6:50 to go fourth quarter, and the CVS girls lead 39-32. Rams across midcourt. Trimble as they go left to right. Trimble will pull it out, lost it to McGovern, stole it back for the Patriots. In the backcourt, McGovern will safely get it across by herself. Now to Daphne West at the top of the key. West inside, wants to take it to the hoop, and it's blocked with 6:25 to go in the fourth, and this will send Daphne West to the line.
That's four on Eckert.
Rams foul number 21, Addie Eckert.
Wow, so she went right at her. And Eckert picks up her fourth, 28 points for Addie. She's going to have to be careful. She did foul out in the Delaware League Championship game, and that allowed the miracle of the Lexi Hendrickson shot. That's who came in when Addie fouled out of that Delaware League Championship game. So here is West at the line, settling in, and her first shot is good.
She's been quiet here in the second half.
17 now for West. She had 14. At the break, I've noticed too, Coach, as you said, within that substitution kind of pattern that Coach Taggart has used here, Daphne has gotten some long breathers here in this third quarter, maybe keeping her fresh for this fourth and the run there. Second shot is no good. Eckert with a rebound. And Addie will bring it across midcourt. Eckert to the left side. Little dribble drive for Addie. The kiss off the glass, and the bank is open late here for Addie, and she's got 30.
They just keep chipping away at it. 6 points.
Addie with those four fouls will have to be careful with 6 minutes to go here in the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Semifinal. Pass inside for Mia Dubin. Now for Daphne West, and she scores. A good step-through take for Daphne West, and she's up to 19.
Even better pass by Dubin there. That was a really nice post-to-post entry pass.
Rams with the basketball. They go to Hendrickson. Back out for Drop. A three. Drops in for Carly Drop.
Big shot. Again, they're chipping away at it.
42-37. Again, SK has no quit with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Whiteman, a little give and go with Mia Dubin. We'll kick it back out now to Morgan Huff. Huff has been super quiet with only 2 points here, but doing a lot of the little things. Pass to the interior. They find Daphne on the left low block. She wants to reset. Now we'll take it inside. West is fouled at the left low block here with 8 on the shot clock. I think she wanted to reset, but then noticed there wasn't much time on the shot clock, took it inside, and it's going to be on Addie Eckert. Her fifth personal foul. Addie is going to foul out with 30 points with 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. What a tough break there for the Rams.
Yeah.
But as you said earlier, go right at her if you're CVS, and that's what they did. And the tears flow a little bit as Addie heads to the bench. What a performance, though, with 30 points here for the junior.
The interesting thing, though, was they were attacking her, and she picked up those last two fouls when she was the secondary defender, and she came over to help and was just a touch late.
All right, we're going to take a break. 5:15 to go in the fourth. CVS girls lead 42-37. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 42-37. CVS girls on top here of SK. The Rams have been down for a majority of this game. In fact, I believe the entire game, right from the tip. But they will not go away. But let's see what they can do without Addie Eckert on the floor, who has 30 of their 37 points. She just fouled out.
It's going to be interesting to see who the looks go to that Addie was getting on the offensive end for South Courtright.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. There's a much smaller lineup out on the floor right now as well here for Coach Burrows and the Rams. West settling in. And her foul shot is short on the first.
And they have had some late game magic here not too long ago.
Second one coming here for West, and that player, Lexi Hendrickson, is out there right now. And she was the hero in the Delaware League Championship game. Second shot here for West is good. So Daphne's up to 20. She's having a great one. Watkins Glen is up 32-28 over Unitigo with 4.5 left in that Class C game. We'll try to keep those updates coming, as I know a lot of our loyal WCDO listeners will want to hear about Unitigo and the Green game later as well against Moravia. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth, and CVS leads 43-37. SK will have it at the top of the key as they go left to right. Little drive here for Carly Drop. Drop inside looking for Lexi Hendrickson, and it was taken away by the Patriots. Down the right side of the floor for Morgan Huff. She'll pump the brakes and pull it back out. Straight away, a long three here for Mia Dubin, and it's an air ball out of bounds. I don't think they needed that one, and SK is going to get it back. And they're yelling at her from the bench that, hey, we need you down low. Rams will walk it up the floor here with Madison Reeves, a young group out on the floor here, as it has been all season. Again, as you said, Coach, only one senior for this SK team. A take inside for Hannah Ransford. Can't get the shot to go. They do get the rebound. Rams keep it alive. Here's Reeves at the right elbow, and she travels. Trying to find their legs without Addie Eckert, who has fouled out with 30 points for SK. 4:22 to go, fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back at the WCDO studios in Sydney. We're live from SUNY Delhi tonight. A doubleheader for the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals. CVS with the ball into their own offensive end as they go right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the navy blue and the red trim. They go down low, looking for West. A good seal. Can't quite get the shot to go. And a rebound for SK. She did everything but finish. Rams up the floor with Carly Drop, and she lost control of the ball, and CVS will steal it back with 3:55 left. Patriots will come across midcourt. They look to set it up. They go to Morgan Huff, far side. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Patriots.
I don't know about that one with a double deflection there.
Patriots trying to book their second straight trip to the Section 4 championship game. They lost a heartbreaker to Oxford last year. And then Oxford, of course, went on to get all the way to the state championship game, and they were the runners-up last year in Class D in New York State. A jumper here on the run from Morgan Huff. Rattles in and out then on the rebound. She gets the foul, and it's going to go back to SK, but they're starting to run out of time here, Coach, with 3:40 left.
Yeah, they need something positive to happen here on this possession. Doing a good job defensively, but they're just struggling at the offensive end.
3:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's 43-37. Rams have it with Hendrickson, a three, no. Looked good, but it was just a little short. And here comes CBS back down the floor with Morgan Huff. Huff wants to take it to the interior, dishes one over for Barnes, up and over, her shot off the glass, no, a second chance rebound is good for Aaron Williams. 4 points now for Williams off the bench.
That's that overall team height that's really coming in handy for Cherry Valley Springfield.
Rams have it. They haven't scored in a couple of minutes since Addy has been out of the game, and now a pull-up jumper is short, but a foul in the process on CVS with exactly 3 minutes left, and it's 45-37.
And they're saying that one was on the floor before the shot, so it'll be baseline out for SK.
Rams can't seem to catch a break in that department. Little give and go on the inbound, and they will find Carly Drop on the left side. Drop into the left corner for Hendrickson. They throw it back up top. They'll look to reset. Right side of the floor. Pass inside through the hands of Ransford, and CVS will take it away and walk it slowly up the floor. Now they pick up the pace a little bit. Coming up on 2.5 to go, and CVS leading 45-37. Trying to book their trip back to the Section 4 championship game. A great give and go, but Whiteman couldn't finish on the right low block. Boy, great pass, and just, I don't know if she was going a little too fast, but the layup was no good. SK will get it back.
I think she was going a little bit too much north and south instead of east and west after she got that ball. She took a dribble, and I think she just got too far deep on the baseline. Didn't really have an angle to get it up off the backboard.
Rams need a bucket here as we come up on 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter, live at SUNY Delhi. I'm Nate Lowell. Greg Bonskowski is with me, and now a steal by the Patriots. Morgan Huff, coast to coast, left-handed layup, too strong. West is right there for the rebound and gets it to go. West with 22, and a timeout is taken by Josh Burrows and SK. 2:07 left, and CVS leads 47-37 on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 2:07 to go, fourth quarter. It's 47-37. CBS girls on top of South Courtright. Addie Eckert with 30 points for SK, but she has fouled out, and the Rams are trying to find a way to score here. Update from out of the area in Class C. Watkins Glen now leads Unitego 37-30. With 1:30 left in that game. So Unitego is on their last breath in Class C. 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter here, and SK is kind of in the same boat, trailing 47-37. SK with the ball in the paint, and Reeves with a pull-up jumper, and she's fouled and is going to shoot two here with 1:48 left. After this game concludes, Greg and I will give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Then we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with our second semifinal game, which features Skenevis and top-seeded Edmiston Morris. First shot at the line for Reeves will not go. And that's kind of the night it's been here for some of the role players for SK, that the shots have just not fallen.
And they've taken good shots, and the ball has been right there, in and out.
Reeves does get the second shot to go. That makes it 47-38 with 1:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Pass down low for CVS is intercepted. SK with a steal. And Dingler back down the floor right side. Does SK have a chance to drop? Back out. Hendrickson for three. Oh, just off the front of the rim, then out of bounds. Looks like it's going to go back to CVS. And
but another good look for South Courtright. They've had those all game and just hasn't been their night.
Boy, that did really look good there for Hendrickson. 1:27 to go in the fourth. It's 47-38. CVS now with the ball. Whiteman down the right side of the floor. And SK playing some tough defense, but somehow Whiteman's able to dribble out of it. Finds Mia Dubin. Her shot was short. Might have been partially tipped. SK with a pass ahead for Dingler. They're in desperation mode now. Dribbling it out of bounds. It'll stay with SK with 1:07 left. They're trying to push the ball as fast as they can. So Carly Dropp will do the inbounding duties to the right of the hoop. Feeds it underneath. Good look on the far side for Dingler, and she's fouled with 1:05 left. And again, comes down to foul shooting here.
Number 13, Morgan Huff, her third. She's fifth.
Third foul on Morgan Huff.
Fort Lauren Dingler.
And Dingler will step in to shoot two. Got to give a lot of credit to the Rams for trying to hang around here despite their shooting woes tonight. Dingler gets the first. Second one coming makes it 47-39. Second one coming here for Dingler. And that one rattles in and out. And guess who? Daphne West with another rebound. West quickly down
one
the floor.
Minute,
now we'll slow it down. Splits two defenders and looks to get it to a guard in Morgan Huff. Huff to the right side. Into the corner now. And a foul is going to be on SK with 50 seconds left.
Rebound number four. Hannah Ransford her second.
And so the foul will be on Hannah Ransford here for SK. Our team foul situation, CVS with five and SK now with four as a team. Patriots will get it in. They find Barnes now to Dubin in the corner. Back to Huff, and CVS is content to just try to kill a little time here. SK not coming out and pressuring. With 40 seconds left, they're willing to take a chance here, I guess. West says, I'll take it to the hoop and score. West now with 24 points. And with 33 seconds left, the score is now 49-39.
So the issue there was in girls basketball, in the last minute, the clock stops on a made basket. So they had it at 33 seconds, and the official said it was 35-3. They just put 2 seconds back on the clock.
So now we're back underway after fixing the clock. And SK will have it with 25 seconds left. Cherry Valley trying to go back to the Section 4 championship game for the second year in a row. Little up and under here, and a foul on CVS with 19 seconds left will send Carly Dropp to the line. SK safely in control here at the moment. Dropp with 5 points will settle in at the line. CVS is pretty much led from the opening tip. SK battling back, but could never quite pull even. Drop now with 6. It hurt with Addie fouling out. They were on a little run there. She gets up to 30 points and then fouls out with about 5 minutes left.
I mean, they're still only down 8. And I mean, if you think some of those points they left at the free throw line or some of those open shots from the perimeter go.
13 seconds left. It's 49-41. Drop now has 7 points after those foul shots. And CVS is going to just run the clock out here. And they are going to go back to the Section 4 Class D Championship game. There's a foul with 1 second left, which will send Whiteman to the line here. I guess they had to call it. And so Whiteman with a nice second half here. She's up to 15 points. Brynn has been one of those players all year. She might check in on a night with 3 or 5 points. She's had a bunch of nights over 20. So she's one of those players, if she gets hot from outside, it certainly helps CVS, and she hits the first one. 16 now for Brynn Whiteman. Makes it 50-41. And the second one coming here for Brynn at the line. As CVS will go back to the championship game, hoping to avenge a close loss from last year. And the second one is good. 17 now for Brynn. And that'll do it. CVS girls defeat South Courtright 51-41 to move on to the Section 4 Class D Girls Championship game on Saturday, which will be back here at SUNY Delhi at 2 o'clock. That's the tentative time, unless it changes. On Saturday, they'll play the winner of Edmiston Morris and Skanivas. Coach, before we do our awards, CVS, the Tri-Valley team, gets it done here.
Yeah, they just had a little more team depth, I think, tonight. Their size really played an impact. You know, ends up a 10-point game. You know, you think about those offensive rebound putbacks that they were able to get throughout the game, a few transition hoops, and they made more three-pointers than South Courtright did tonight. And certainly Addie Eckert fouling out didn't help.
All right, we're going to quickly do our three awards on our post-game show so that we can take a break before we get set here for Game 2. So first is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I think there's no question, 30 points for Addie Eckert. She was tremendous here tonight, and she'll get the offense award.
Yeah, she did a really good job. She was able to, you know, take advantage of her height and her ability to put the ball on the floor. Scored from inside, outside, free throw line, you name it, she pretty much did it tonight. Really nice job. I know she's disappointed that they weren't able to win the game, but, you know, she's got another year left to go, so good luck to her next year in her senior season.
I think there's two Cherry Valley players that should be up for the next two awards, so we'll have to figure out how we want to divvy them up here. But the first is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. I think we have two players in mind here. I'm going to go with Bryn Whiteman for the defense award. I already think I know who I'm going to go for all-purpose. Would you have switched them, Coach?
I initially was thinking I would have switched them, but I like your thought, so you can go with it.
We'll go with Whiteman here for the defense award. I thought she did a nice job on some of the SK guards up top and was instrumental on some of those steals and passing it out to Morgan Huff for some, you know, easy points early in that game. So that's why I'll go. Sometimes, you know, the defense award, I am at fault for giving it for offense, even though it's the defense award.
Yeah, I think Bryn did a nice job. She certainly made some key plays, both on offense and defense. So she certainly did a nice job, especially in the second half, to give her team a lift there. So a deserving award recipient tonight.
Next up, we'll have, and finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Daphne West, 24 points for CVS. Thought she did a little bit of everything and was excellent on the glass as well.
Yeah, early in the game, you kept mentioning, boy, it seemed like every time there was a shot that went up at either end, she ended up with the rebound. She really went hard to the basket on occasion and also demonstrated her ability to knock down a perimeter jump shot. So she'll be a difficult matchup for anybody moving forward. So congratulations to her and another deserving recipient of an award tonight.
All right, we will quickly wrap it up here as our next game up will be Edmiston Morris and Skanivas. So we'll play some music here in between games. We'll come back with the Butler Auto pregame show. CVS girls are moving on to the Section 4 Class D championship game. And we do have a final score. Watkins Glen defeats Unitego 44-32. So Unitego finishes their season, and the one seed Watkins Glen will move on. We'll make sure we talk about that next game as well, as the Green Girls will be playing in Class D out at TC3 as well. All right, that'll do it. 51-41, CBS is on, and we'll see who wins next, Skanivas or Edmiston Morris. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. See you in a few minutes on WCDO Sports.
Your friends at Mirabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.